You know I disagree with you strongly about the send-off rule. I think there's no room for it in our game. I think it wouldn't work. I think the delineation between what's deliberate and what's not is too difficult, perfectly symbolised by the fact that Michael Christian graded Tom Stewart's incident as careless and not intentional, and yet you want to send him off for it. I'll never be able to agree with you on that. But you're the legend of the game. I'm simply an observer.
The,
so
the grading doesn't necessarily mean you don't do damage significant enough to go off.
So where do you draw the line?
I don't think he intentionally meant to hit him in the head. So intentionally.
Where do you draw the line?
I draw the line on the outcome of this if it is an illegitimate act.
Okay, so anyone that knocks someone out spends the game off the ground.
No, not anyone, because plenty of people get knocked by accidents. I mean, don't...
What if someone...
Don't deliberately confuse this. This is quite a simple argument,
I'm not. I don't think it's a simple argument,
I think
though.
It's very simple. Things have to be... The bar for the send-off rule has to be so high that there's no confusion. There wouldn't be a person in Australia that wouldn't send Barry Hall off.
I agree.
There wouldn't be a person in Australia who wouldn't send Andrew Gaff off, or Ty Vickery off, for that matter.
I agree on that.
And I think also on this case, even though there may not have been intent in his mind to knock him out, that's what he did. He went against the rules. He ran past the ball.
Which is no rule. He said you can't go past the ball.
But you're not allowed to bump a guy off the ball like that. And if you do that...
You can bump a guy fairly off the ball.
It's a free kick. And if you hit him in the head and knock him out, you are responsible. It's a 3 or 4 weeker, and I think we're smart enough now to realise, as Chris got raised on the weekend, what's the point of penalising the next 3 or 4 clubs? Because they don't get to play against Tom Stewart. Or, in fact, what's the point of advantaging them and not penalising the Cats against Richmond, who lost their player? It makes absolutely no sense to me. It never has. There's only been 3 or 4. There would never be an argument about a red card because the red cards...
Of course there would be, Jared.
No, there wouldn't, Scoot.
Because you're not deciding. If the AFL today announced that Jared Healy was going to be the sole arbiter of the red card rule, sign me up. I'm in. We can't get the deliberate out-of-bounds rule right, and you want to give the umpires the right to send someone off.
They are much more contentious. Every one of these has a person either carried off in a stretcher or helped off without any question that this was an action that deserved to take the player off the ground because he'd given up the right for that particular
What if Lachie Plowman got sent off from last year?
Lachie Plowman's was a very, very arguable case. 50% of the people thought it was a legitimate bump.
And so what if the umpire decided, no, that's a red card? How many weeks would we get through until someone was sent off illegitimately?
I don't think the umpires game was ruined because of that.
I don't agree. I think Tom Stewart's going to get a month, and I think Geelong are feasibly punished for that month that he's going to miss.
Well, you're entitled to you, as am I, but I've seen 4 or 5 incidents in my time that the threshold is so high that the player gives up the right to stay on the ground. It's dangerous for the player to stay
on
the ground.
And I agree with you on all
those
instances.
Andrew Gaff should have been off the ground because it was a dangerous, volatile environment for about 30 minutes before everything settled down.
I agree with that.
Your calls after this man joins us who wants to tell us about... Who wants to tell us about the Bombers? Welcome to you, Lloydie.
Thanks, Jared. Sam, great debate.
Hey, Lloydie.
Great debate. And I can see both sides. I'm with Sam in that the grey one. So all the ones you said, yep, red card, you get it. I think there'll be one. Who are you saying you're leaving it to, umpires or someone up in the arc that makes a decision?
I don't think that's an issue. I think that there's plenty of time. When you've got an incident that warrants a red card, you've got the time it takes for that player to be carried off, usually on a stretcher, off the ground. The umpires could all have a look at it. There's easy to have a TV screen there. You can put it on the big screen. You can put it on the low screen.
So you stop the game.
Well, the game stopped because the guy's coming off on a stretcher.
Didn't.
Well, you could stop the game.
Yeah,
or the
arc
could do it.
We don't want that.
Well, why not? This is a significant issue. There's a guy, Dion Prestia, being carried off the ground. The umpires could blow the whistle. If we can stop it 30 times a game... to make sure Crypto Sport gets a mention for whether
for
the ball hits the point.
2 to 3 minutes. 3 minutes we might have to stop a game for.
It wouldn't worry me. Not for an incident as bad as that.
I'm with Sam on that debate. I think there's the grey ones, like the weekend. Are we sending off? So on Tom Stewart, he gets a red card, does he?
I would have given Tom Stewart a red
card.
The
one where Jeremy Cameron came charging through, I reckon, on Harris Andrews.
That's another one I would have given a red card.
Yep. So, but then, as I said, there might be the other one where, I don't know, Paddy Ryder, those ones where they check a player. Do the umpire go off for a minute or two and go, oh, no,
well, maybe
he's fine, he's staying on.
Maybe leave it to the arc. Maybe you do that. Mm. I'm not
sure.
And
they just come out and they drag them off.
But this is not as simplistic as just saying, oh, there's the odd confusing one. Mm. Because he could be sent off the ground straight away, and then a quarter time or half time, he may say, well, we think there's enough intent. Now, you may not have it in the last quarter, but there is, I think, a level of incident that is so dramatically above confusion that that's what you get a red card for. So I don't think there's an issue of who decides it.
Let's go to the calls, shall we? 133-693, Len's in Melton. Kick us off, Len.
Okay, guys. The send-off rule, no place.
Why is that, Len?
So what happened? What happened with Stewart? Stewart was coming in and it ran past the ball. There was another Geelong player going the same way as the Richmond player, and I think he was going in and putting the shoulder to the Richmond fellow so that his teammate could go for the ball that he ran past.
Well, that's what Nutty said. He said he elected to bump and he got him in the head, so he's liable. Len, appreciate your call. Dom's at Burwood.
Hey, Jared, couldn't agree more with you. I mean, Lloydy said the Paddy Ryder one. Well, no way known would that be. As you said, Jared, if you went through all of them during this year, you might get to where it would be a send-off. You wouldn't show it on the screen because that would start a riot. You'd go upstairs to the arc, and it's the bleeding obvious. Whatever you want to say about Stewart, where he's a nice bloke and it wasn't intentional, the fact that what he did was just so blatant against the rules and the outcome was horrible, it would be pretty easy to decide. And, Jared, there'd probably only be a couple of years, wouldn't they? That'd be, if there was two, if there
I
were three or four
been
like
five
that,
in 15 then, years.
Yeah, I agree. And I reckon you're 100% correct. Everyone then goes, oh, what about the grey? Well, you'd make it so obviously, and as you said, you'd set the bar so high there wouldn't be a grey area. And I think you're correct. And let's be honest, Stewart ended up being best on the ground and Prestia stays on the ground and they probably win.
I wouldn't have sent Stewart off, by the way, if we had that rule in. So we're already at a grey area.
I just saw that vision there. You saw that vision, you wouldn't send him off. Dom.
That's not Barry Hall or Andrew Gaff turning around and belting someone in the head.
No, that's not. But
it's not. Sorry, I just think they're different.
They're slightly different, but the result is exactly the same.
The result is the same, I agree.
And I think it's illegal. It's not a king hit, but it was a bump that went wrong. And
a bump that went wrong is very different to looking someone and hitting them across the
cheek. Yes, they are. And that's why Barry Hall got 8, Gaff got 8, and Stewart's probably going to get 4.
Yeah.
But do they all deserve to be off the field? Absolutely. Dom, you still there?
Yes, Jared.
How you been sleeping?
Oh, you mean as a Carlton supporter? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I've got to tell you, at the Spinal Ease, hang on, Jared, the Spinal Ease pillow, yeah. It took ages to get because they had an issue.
Yeah.
I got it and I looked at the thing. This is like a rectangle. It's going to be horrible. It's bloody great. And I used to sleep on a pillow that was about 2 inches thick.
Yes.
It is really, really good. I'm really surprised. I meant to thank you for it.
Okay, good on you, Dom. We appreciate it. Jared's tried to give him another prize because he agreed with his